Shots have been fired. Comments have been made back and forth from two illustrious Equarius sons. One of them, the current governor of Rivers State. The other, a former governor and former transportation minister. Well, and whenever they speak, as always, loads of reactions are generated. People will put out their opinions. And this time, the conversation was targeted at whether or not either of these people had adequate projects. Whether adequate projects was carried out under these administrations, the comparisons, it goes back and forth. And if you are very conversant with social media, you would already begin to hear people taking sides, talking about who did better and who did not. And forgetting the major focus for many people, which is 2023. Anyways, we seek to have a conversation this morning and figure out how the issues between these two influences the politics of Rivers State and what it means for the 2023 elections. Remember, INEC has specifically said campaigns should be issue-based. I'll be having two guests with me this morning for this conversation. One of them is a PDP chieftain, Darlington Orji. Darlington Orji is also the chief of staff to Equarrie Local Government Area Council Chairman. And he will be speaking with me via telephone. The other is the Rivers APC spokesperson, Darlington Wanju. Interestingly, both go by the name Darlington. But before I get on the phone with Darlington Orji, let's listen to what the former Minister of Transportation had to say concerning the Rivers State Government, its current administration, while he was on a tour, ward-to-ward tour. Listen to this.
I built a primary school that people used to come and work.
Okay, that's just a bit of it. We'll continue. But first, let me just get on to my guest. Hello, Mr. Orji. Good morning. Hello. Good morning, Mr. Orji. Hello? I think we would have to, hello, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning.
All right, good morning. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you so very much.
Before we continue with the conversation, I'd like to play some of the comments made by the former Minister of Transportation, and then we're going to have a conversation and get your reaction to those.
No problem.
So just listen. Here is the former Minister of Transportation and former Governor of Rivers State, Rotimi Amaechi, speaking about the current administration while he was on a ward tour of his political party.
Because I live in my I know what poverty is. Because I know what poverty is, I say, cool, education will be free. I built a health center and I swung there. And I don't want to build a health center, I employed 400 doctors. I bought them cars so that they brought me. And I said, healthcare will be free. I did not publicize it. What I did, at the end of the month, I will go to the school. How much is the school fees for these children? The health officer will tell me and I will pay. In the hospitals, I told the doctors, for every patient we see, build the River State Government. At the end of the month, I paid the hospital. We will not be healthcare for now. We will be healthcare based on from now to compare ourselves. I never insulted any chief. I never insulted any reverse man. You know why I never insulted any reverse man? Because God gives power. God can also take power. If you're a Christian, one thing God hates is arrogance and pride. The governor is a very arrogant man. He has no fear of God. If you vote for him, God won't let you go to hell.
All right, Mr. Orji, I'm pretty sure you heard some of the comments made by the former transport minister.
Very well. I got
okay. Some of the things, if we just go over it from the beginning until we get your reaction. You talked about during his time, they had free education, free health care. What would you say about those things? Because he's saying this current administration succeeded in annihilating all of those programs.
Well, let me thank you for the privilege to add my opinion on these issues by the special grace of God. At the time, I was also the publicity secretary of PDP in River State that handed over to my brother and friend, Sidney Barra. Now, taking from what the former governor has said, you see, my happiness here is that River State people are wiser and River State people have understood that this is the season where a lot of propagandas are being peddled. The former governor said he built hospitals, he made sure there was free health care, he asked the schools to be free. My brother, we are in this state. I don't know where that happened. I don't know whether it's in the urban area or in the rural
area. But we had people, some people have even sent in messages talking about how one of them even said his wife went through CS at BMH. At the time, it was paid for by the state government under the administration of the former transport minister.
Don't worry. Just allow me to express myself.
All right, cool.
I understand the season we are. So when people call in to say they were beneficiaries of such gestures, we understand. But I have a problem. There is every time in life you must understand that there is time for everything. And that if you have done your part, what you think is your part at the time that Rivers people gave you their mandate to, you know, to pretend over the affairs of the state, you should also know that it has a starting date. Just like we know that Governor Wike's time is on the 29th May 2023. And what he's doing now is his own contribution and effort to better the life of Rivers people, and that another governor will be coming to continue from that place. So when he tells people that he has done this, he has done that, it is not to the notice of our people. I do not know. I come from a community. I have elderly parents. I don't know who the people he was administering those free health care to or the school he was giving.
So are you saying that the former transport minister is not telling the truth when he says he did those things in his administration?
I told you, you should understand and make it very, very well. And if you know the season we are in, this is expected.
So are you saying that he's not telling the truth?
Let me come. Can you please allow me? I listened to his comment over the weekend. I listened to the position of the governor in response to what he said. And for me, I believe in what the Governor Wike have always said. When you are close to a government, when you claim you are close to a government, the bottom line is that what have you used to attract to your people? Maybe in the course of this program, we will understand who attracted, and it is from the Ipore local government. I'm from the Ipore local government. Yes, we get from Obiapo. So maybe in the course of this program, we will understand. Because they say charity begins at home. Who loves his people more?
But you still haven't, Mr. Oji. Mr. Oji, regardless, he says, so where is, do we have free healthcare ongoing in this administration? Do we have free education ongoing, free school buses working? Those are the things he mentioned and said, well, he had those things working for him. If you say that he's not telling the truth, are those things happening under this current PDP-led administration?
As far as I'm concerned, you are aware, or if you don't know, let me bring to your notice, that there are rivers, indigenous, that are being sponsored by this government and Pamo University to acquire knowledge that will in turn be impactful to the people of River State. That is what we are looking at. The governor has done his best, and everybody has a time and season. You do what you think you can do for the people until another person comes to carry on from where you have stopped. So for me, Amechi, former Governor Amechi, and the present governor has no comparison in terms of developmental projects, in terms of attracting the dividend of democracy to our people. There is no comparison.
Okay.
Maybe we'll look at it further.
So okay.
Whether it's alleged that he has done this or that, is he going to be the governor of River State again? He has done what he thinks he has done. That is not to the notice of River's people. He has lined the way. He was a former minister. And my happiness today is that both of them can be compared as ministers, can be compared as governors.
Let's look at it. Hello, Mr. Oji. The campaign's already ongoing, and the position has been these campaigns should be issue-based. Do you think that this war of words between the current governor and the former governor is healthy for the politics of Rivers State, and when you think about how it could influence or even instigate people to do certain things?
But you need to draw my attention to what you mean by word of words. Because let me tell you,
right, it's a back and forth response. In fact, we listen to.
Allow me, please.
Hello.
Let me express myself, please. We're in a season where what is expected is to tell Rivers people, vote for candidate A for so reason, for either continuity and consolidation. That is the slogan of PDP. Vote for him, similar to Kumara, based on what PDP has done and what he will contribute. As a minister, this we are the dividend of democracy that was attracted by Governor Yeso Wike, and this is what he has done as a governor. I was expecting Amechi to say, as a minister, these were the things I attracted. As a governor, these are the things I did. So based on this, vote for this person. I don't want to cancel.
But he mentioned some of the things he did as a governor, and you said that they are not true.
He said what?
He mentioned some things he did as a governor, and you said they are not true.
No, they are not true.
So what is true? What do you think? You said you were a spokesperson for the PDP at the time. So are you saying that at that time, while he was a member of the PDP as well, before he moved to the APC, while you were a spokesperson, there was nothing he did?
Let me tell you here. I am a constructive critic. If I tell you that Amechi did nothing for 8 years, I won't be saying.
So what were the things you did that you think are true?
For instance, a school that has to take 300 pupils and you rebuild it to the level that it will take 100 and something or about 100 pupils. Have you brought development? Our recreational center where our people play football. Check the community schools, that these state government schools are almost cited where we have recreational centers like football pitch where communities go to play football and enjoy themselves, especially in the season we are in now. Those things are gone. So will you say you brought an impactful project to the people or you brought suffering to the people? So a school that is originally containing 300 people and now has 100 students, what kind of development is that? So I will not say he didn't build. He built. But to what extent is it impactful to our people?
What were the things... Mr. Oji, let's take it a step at a time. You said that what he said he did is not true. What are the things that he did that you know are true?
No, I said here that level he's saying that he employed, you're aware that he said he employed 13,000 teachers. At what point? That hour? That's a fake employment. He employed 400 doctors. Where are they? Which hospital? Were they paid? Or which governor paid them? You said you built and you made sure that education was free. I said in which community or in which local government? I didn't say you did not build school, but I said a school that was already housing 300 persons and you reduced it to 100 persons. A school that has where there are football pitches, where the communities, especially the other festive period like this, will go to enjoy themselves and carry out Christmas activities, and you have made sure in your attempt of building the school you took away those facilities.
But in the attempt of building, in the attempt of this administration, in the attempt of this administration, hello.
But I will also be here to tell you that those projects that are very directly impacted to the life of Rivers people, to stop them.
Mr. Oji, but similar thing can be said about this administration. I mean, many have said mostly the flyovers being constructed also hindered activities of businesses around those areas as well, where people make a living. And some people have said it does not directly impact on the people. So it's almost, it's similar to what you're saying, if we look at what people are saying about it.
They are not the same thing. Let me tell you now, the flyovers are visible projects you can see. And when you are constructing flyovers, of course, you know that the neighbors within that neighborhood will suffer traffic and some inconvenience. But when it is done, is it to the betterment of the people? Are the people appreciating that fact? I can tell you, including the worst critics of Governor Yesu Wike, today are happy with what Governor Wike has done. That, however, you want to go to Port Harcourt and you are able to find a way to the Aba Road, you are there within a twinkle of an hour. So nobody will tell me that the governor within his second tenure or within 8 years has built 12 flyovers. He says, not
so
the
for you,
for, the people.
For you,
it is not correct.
For you, the only thing that the former transport minister has done was the schools he built, which you say he reduced in size. That's the only thing you think he did? Because you were a member of the PDP at the time as well, so I'm pretty sure that you might have also seen, and you were a spokesperson for the party, you might have seen and mentioned or supported some of the activities of the government at that time. So I'm still asking again. If you say some of the things he has mentioned, most of them are lies and not true, what are the things that he did that were true?
No, two because things he mentioned. Listen, now, can you hear me, please?
Yes.
Two things he mentioned. He said he built school and made sure that education was free. And I said, I'm not a critic that will say...
So what did he build? Mention for us. He said he built 5 flyovers. Is that true?
Name the flyovers, my brother.
You were a member of the party at the time. You were a spokesperson of the party as well, so I'm pretty sure you would have that information.
Yes, I'm aware you built the Bridgewater flyover.
One?
I don't know which other. What is it called? Roma Pose flyover was built by Celestino Mayor. Sir Celestino Mayor. So let that remind me.
All right, Mr. Oji.
I'm a constructive critic.
All right, Mr. Oji. Mr. Oji, we'll go on a short commercial now, just a few minutes. When we come back, we'll also get to hear from the Rivers APC spokesperson. Perhaps he would have a response to some of the things that you've already said and would listen to what the governor said about the former transport minister. Contribute at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back and we're live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let your contributions come in. Let us know what you think. So on Facebook, we have a post up there for you with the question, do you think the governor, Governor Wike, and former transport minister Amechi will ever work together again? Is that something that is possible? Because many people feel that if these men were working together, perhaps River State would go further than where it is now. Well, that said, you heard I was speaking with PDP chieftain Darlington Orji. I was supposed to also have a conversation with APC spokesperson Darlington Waoju. Sadly, that might not happen. And clearly putting out now, so somebody would not say, oh, Andrew is PDP, or Andrew is APC, or Andrew is NDD, or whatever. Conversations and information were given to both these men at equal times to be a part of this conversation and express their opinions. Sadly, one person, well, did not treat it as urgent as it should be. And here we are. So we might just be stuck with hearing what Orji has to say. And eventually, if we have enough time on our hands, we'll try and get in touch with the APC spokesperson via telephone as well, who was supposed to be in the studio if we were to follow our original arrangements. Meanwhile, on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. That is the number, 0809-030-6416. That is the number you can call. That's the number you can send your WhatsApp messages to and let us know what you think. Governor Wike and former Transport Minister Amechi, will they ever work together again? The impact this has on the politics of Rivers State and what it would mean for the campaigns, which many have said should be issue-based, what is happening. You heard what the former Transport Minister had to say about the governor. Well, now it's for you to hear what the governor said about the former transport minister while he was commissioning a road somewhere in Obiakpo. Take a listen.
A few days ago, the former governor of Rivers State said that he did a lot of roads and flyovers in Port Harcourt. He did not make noise. What is all about the noise? I didn't see the flyovers he did. If you did the roads, mention the roads. When you sold our gas turbine, $308 million, convert it today at even 500, how much will it be? What can you show for the money? You promised your Ogoni people that you are going to do Cyber 1 to Bori. You did not do it. To the glory of God today, we have done it for Cyber 1 to Kano. You promised the Calabari people that you are going to do Trans-Calabari Road. Did you do it? By the grace of God, this December, we are going to commission the first phase of Trans-Calabari Road. 8 years in your office, you say you are going to complete Andoni Opopo Unity Road. Did you do it? You ran away with the money. By the grace of God, today, we have completed the Opopo section, and we are still working at the Andoni section. What did you do in Ahuda? Nothing. Nothing. What did you do in Omok? Certainly nothing. I've gone to your local government to do all the internal roads in Isobo, which you refused. And today, doing Igrit and Tana Road, which is your local government. And today doing Omagwa and Tana Road, which is your local government. Today, we have almost completed Alu Omagwa Road, which is your local government. Telling people lies up and down. You don't even know when to stop. Even your people, those who are following you, if they are still remaining. Mention one person in a local government today that you can pinpoint to say, ah, this man is with me. An influential person in any local government. Mention one, because their lies have come out open. Enough is enough. We have used projects to demystify you. Our federal government now know you're a liar. They know. Tell me as a minister, what did you bring to this state? You say even in your community, Ubima, you say you're going to bring universal transportation. Is it there? You say you're going to give us even the old gauge. I don't know what you will call it. Narrow gauge. You say you will give us. Have you given us?
Okay, so that was Governor of Rivers State speaking and mentioning different roads, different projects and things that were promised by the former transport minister while he was governor that were not accomplished and the ones that he has accomplished as well. Okay, we'll go to the phone lines and get your thoughts, but I will try to reestablish contact with Darlington Orji to also get his reaction. But for me, one thing I would, if you want to look at the conversations from both these men, it's the fact that it seemed like the focus is no longer now on the candidates of each of these political parties, but now focused on these men who have once in one capacity or the other occupied public office and are, you know, one has already left and the other one is leaving already. But then they seem to be the focus. Shouldn't we be looking at the candidates? Shouldn't the conversations during these campaigns in any time, space or platform that's made available be about these candidates that are coming forward, the future of Rivers State, as against some people would say underlining feud between the former transport minister and the governor of Rivers State? Let's get over to the phone lines and hear from our callers first. Good news from our three. You're welcome. Let's try as much as possible to be civil with our contributions and stay within the time frame. Good morning.
It's all right. Good morning, my brother, man.
Yes, you heard the question. What do you think?
Thank you. Now, I will say that Governor Wike and Ameji are not contesting for election again in Rivers State. The people contesting in PDP is similar, the one the FCC suspects, and APC is Tonya Cole. And I expect both of them to be on air telling the first people what they will do, just as I've heard on different fora where Tonya Cole has been on radio, including your radio station, to tell the first people what he will do. And I expect the same thing to hear from Sim. That for PDP and for Wiki and Amechi, tell me all what Amechi has said. You see, there's no need of even arguing it. Because Wiki is talking, the road, his own road, where his own house is. Who did the road? His own community, Wimpy, who did it? Let us tell ourselves the truth now. Even Governor Wike knows, my concern is he's claiming that he has done things. No problem, he has done 12 flyovers, which is his major project. Now, take 60 billion naira for this club reform. Take 7.9 billion naira Governor Buhari sent back to River State that are making these projects. Put this money together, it's bigger than 12 billion naira he claimed here. He's on 12 flyovers. Then, check where is the IGRO? request is further allocation.
But he has not done only flyovers. I'm pretty sure there are many other roads, the law school campuses that he also, he says, the government administration has built.
Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? But from Choba to Rumola was dualized by Amechi. We didn't need good ones. Are you aware that? Are you aware that the Obikore interchange was done by Amechi as the flyover?
It was done. All right. Good news. Thing. No, go on, go on. Don't, when you finish, I'll make my corrections.
From Abuja George to airport was done by Amechi. Just that, because of the fact of Jonathan trying to which hunt him down, the refuse of release this month that they got on weekend now, he couldn't pour as fast. All weekend came to do just move the bad soil and pour as fast on top and say he has found the road. We know the truth.
Can you say the same thing for the international airport, the international wing of the airport in Port Harcourt, which was started by the administration of Goodluck Jonathan, at least, and then completed by the current APC administration?
No. The international airport, when you...
If we're putting it in perspective from what you have said...
I will tell you now, when last you flew from Amagwa Airport, when we used to fly from Amagwa Airport outside the state, nothing was happening in the airport, including the local and international wing. Nothing was happening. But today, the government is proud to go and say he's building something in the place of he's building a quota that people can come and stay and before flying.
All right, good news. Thank you very much. Made your point. And quickly, I think something that we should look into as a people. I listen to the governor speak and the former governor speak, and most of the times you hear, I did. Is it you did or the River State government did? If perhaps you must accredit it to yourself, perhaps if you say under your administration, because at the end of the day, Rivers people own the money, Rivers people pay the taxes, you just managed it. So when we hear our leaders say, I did this, I gave you that, and I did that, what kind of politics does that put in the mind of the people? And if we are campaigning for governance is continuity, why then are we so concerned about the glory going to a person at a time while they were there? What happened to under my administration, perhaps? Wouldn't that be a better way to say? As against hearing our leaders at various levels always say, I did, I gave, I did that, and I did this. Mufasa from D-Line is on the line. Hello, Mufasa.
Yeah, hi, Andrew.
And, all right, just go straight to the question for me. Do you think Governor Wike and the former transport minister will ever work together again?
Well, I don't want to really go into that. I know that time will tell if that will, you know, ever happen. But let me quickly, you know, make one very an important observation and correction. This is a very respected platform. This is not my one pack. You know, the previous caller, you know, when he was making reference to...
The correction I was supposed to make. Thank you very much, Mufasa, for bringing that up. He said EFCC suspect, and that's not incorrect.
Suspect, my brother.
That's incorrect. Thank you very much. Very incorrect.
And unguarded. I think we should guard our utterances.
Yes, thank you.
This is a public platform. Well, I will say that, if the lawyers will always tell you that the facts speak for itself. It's not whether or not if somebody is coming to tell us that he did, like what you rightly pointed out, when somebody begins to have a larger-than-life impression of himself, that's when you hear, I did, and all of that. Even when you hear the current governor of Rivers State, when he was making his statement, he never used the word "I." He said, when we came on board and all of that. So democracy is about the people. Governance is about the people. You don't come and start making statements like that. But one thing I want to say, and I want Rivers people to listen and, you know, understand me carefully. Port Harcourt of today, River State of today, you cannot compare to what it was like 5, 6, 7 years ago. Let us not blind our eyes to good things. In as much as we know that governance, government leaders have responsibility. We have seen a government that is still doing work in its second tenure. The former governor of River State, the former transportation minister, we all know what happened in his second tenure. It was all about politics. Now we have a governor that is still doing and constructing and embarking on projects in his second tenure, using reverse money for reverse people. And that is profound. That is what we should commend, because if he is laying a foundation and he's telling the person that is going to succeed him that this is how governance should look like. It's a precedent that we should appreciate. The former governor is not going to be governor again. The current governor is not going to be governor again. But we are looking at precedents. And we have seen a governor that is setting a precedent for other successive administrations to follow. We are beginning to play politics with what we should take seriously. Andrew, have we gotten to this level where we no longer appreciate good things? It's reverse money, and the governor is using reverse money for reverse people.
All right, Mufasa, like, thank you very much.
These people will not be governor again.
Thank you. Point made. And just to restate again, yes, what was said about the PDP governorship candidate, one of the callers saying, oh, EFCC suspect, that's incorrect. Yes, there's been invitations for him to answer questions, but then not a suspect, all right? Not a suspect. Let's just clear that very quickly. My guest is still waiting for us via telephone to continue with the conversation. Darlington Orji will get across to you shortly. Well, let's really just take about, say, a few more calls, one or two of them, and then we'll hear your position. Okonkwo is calling from Rumokuta. Good morning, Okonkwo.
Yes, FM, good morning.
Morning to you.
Infrastructural development comparison that does not include human capital development. But if somebody in Nigeria were to be the person that developed Dubai, I think the news would have been going around all over the world every day. If the person that developed New York, we are to be from River State here, and the arena would have been to block all the roads so that people will not move. But the CME, Andrew, it is too unfortunate that today that Nigeria is 62 to 63, that we are still talking about infrastructural development when the whole world has gone into copper and iron technological world. We are still in the Stone Age. Can't we begin to talk of how we are to begin to celebrate the degree of our technological investment and scientific achievements in this country? America, Germany, and other countries that have gone for China, there's nothing that China does not produce today. Can't we come to that level? We are still talking of roads. Road construction.
Okonkwo,
we have comparative hospitals.
Okonkwo, do you think?
And competitive education.
Okonkwo, if you can hear me, hello.
Yes.
Okonkwo, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Do you think that perhaps if we had the former transport minister and the governor of Rivers State work together, there might be a faster advancement of Rivers State?
Yes. It will be too difficult for two of them to come together. And look at my point. That's what you call limit and boundary of criticism. And that's also what we call going beyond the boundary of criticism. They have completely destroyed their names through destructive criticism. So the point that even we, that in Nigeria, we are not comfortable with the way they have destroyed themselves and their images and their identity. So it will be difficult for them to reconcile and do this very particular state.
All right, Okonkwo, thank you very much. It brings us to state again. To see that the conversation, and that was my worry, to see that we have campaigns ongoing, elections around the corner, but we even heard the former governor? Okay, yes, the former governor said, if you vote for your governor, you go to hell. We've heard the governor say that the former transport minister is a liar and the federal government now knows. These sort of words and utterances, even though these men are not the ones running for office, and then you look at the polity of River State and the fact that the message has been, let these campaigns be issue-based. Let these campaigns... Do we need to see any platform where these men would have a conversation without involving themselves and ensuring that the focus is on whatever the candidate of either of the political parties is going to do for Rivers people. And Rivers people's focus should be on who is going to be the next person to lead us in this state, whether it's from any of the other political parties that you prefer someone to come from. Shouldn't that be what the conversation is, as against what we have now on social media, where everybody, most people, are taking sides and calling out this? And it's funny, because if you are saying that governance is continuous, why then are we so centered on you did not do this part, when it is possible that another person can continue, or that person, while you were there, this was bad? Comparisons cannot be taken away, no doubt. But at what point do we draw a line and focus on what should be as against what we're doing now? Quickly, let's just get final parting words from Darlington Orji, who is on the phone line. Thank you for being patient and waiting for us. But in the next 1-2 minutes, I'd like you to tell us, we heard some of the things that was said by the River State Governor concerning the former Transport Minister and former Governor of River State. Now, for you, I'm asking, the utterances and that's been made by both the Governor and the former Governor, the implications of those utterances on the politics of the state is what is most worrisome for some of us. What is your view of it?
Well, I wish I had enough time to respond to some of the issues. Now, I want to agree completely with the governor when he said that the former governor is a liar. Who is a liar? A liar is the person that deceives his people through words, and in action, he would do a different thing. Former Governor Rotimi Amaechi promised the people of River State, in fact, his local government, that is going to build 1,000 bed space hospital in a community called Omoda Alo in the Ikore local government. Did he build it? The answer is no. He said he's going to bring University of Transportation in his own community, Ubima. Did he build it? The answer is no. Now, you have...
Would you say the current administration has fulfilled every promise it made to Rivers people?
Let me tell you now, that's why I said charity begins at home. Let me go to Ikore local government, where I and Amaechi come from. Governor Amaechi abandoned Ikore local government and did not bring one project there. Governor Yosowike went to Shoko.
We know what you're saying, but we don't have a lot of time, Orji. But
I want to portray my point. I want to justify the reason they say he's a liar. So he cannot sell all the dead assets to his chronic, and he's trying to bring him back through the back door.
Okay. All right, Orji. So now. Okay.
Who in 2019 told Nigerians, in fact, Mr. President, after today, I'm not going back to Abuja again. All you need to do to me is to tell me thank you after Saturday.
Orji, all right. If you would listen to me now, let me put in this question first, and then we wrap things up. Orji, would you listen to me, or do you want us to end the conversation? Tell us, the current administration has promised to employ teachers, provide jobs. That promise has not been kept. Should we say that this administration was lying?
Can you hear me, please?
Yes.
River State University has won an employment. I don't want to ask you true or false, because you are aware. Both academic and non-academic staff.
So the 2,000 of 5,000 thereabout teachers. I'm talking about the teachers' promise that was made by the government to employ teachers.
Teachers have been employed.
How many thousand? How many thousand?
You won't ask me how many. Now, you're talking about employment, and I'm telling you, I'm giving you indices. Is there any one section that can take 5,000 persons or 10,000 persons? When the governor promises it's going to be employment, he will spread it. And I'm telling you, Electromary Polytechnics is doing employment. University of Ajo has done employment. University has done employment. What is not employment?
And what about the primary schools? What about the primary schools, the public primary schools and secondary schools?
Through the Ministry of Education, employments are on. They are taking people. They have advertised and they are taking people.
All right.
They cannot pack everybody the same time.
Thank you.
When you say,
Oji, time is out of our hands. Time is out of our hands. Perhaps we could have you in the studio live next time, so it's a better conversation. Well, thank you for making time available to speak with us via telephone. Thank you. Well, he will hold him to his words and will investigate those. He says employment ongoing, so we're going to go to those primary and secondary schools and find out from the ministry if teachers are indeed being employed. As for JJ and Walter, we've been hanging on the line. Apologies, but we can't take those calls. We are really sorry. We have to draw the curtain here again. The APC spokesperson didn't make it. Not our fault. Next time, we'll make it happen. Hello, Port Harcourt next. Stay tuned.